The IEC announcing that special vote applications open from yesterday, the 15th of April, closes on the 3rd of May. Michael Hendricks is the IEC's Western Cape head. Good morning, Michael. Really appreciate your time. Who qualifies for a special vote?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, there are basically two types of special vote. The first special vote is where you apply for a special vote to vote at your voting station where you are registered, but you do so in order to vote on the 27th and 28th of May. Anybody can apply for that one, okay? If you, for whatever reason, are not able to vote at your voting station on the 29th, you can apply to vote at your voting station and vote on the 27th. We don't, you know, whether you're traveling, whether it's work, whether it's just you just want to avoid a queue, it doesn't matter to us. But the important thing is you need to apply, as you said, Lester, before the by the 3rd of May. And you can do so by going on our website, www.elections.org.za. You can go to a local IEC office, or you can even send an SMS to 32249.
So our official election date is the 29th of May, but 27th of May and the 28th of May have been set aside for special votes. And this speaks to this example that this listener gives businesses, our business be encouraging people to apply for special votes so that their staff aren't disenfranchised. If you happen to work on that day and you work in an industry that doesn't necessarily specifically adhere to public holidays, 29th of May will be a public holiday, you can apply for the 27th or the 28th to go make a vote at your local ballot or voting station.
That is correct. Yeah, we don't really need. There's no exceptional circumstances for you to apply for a vote, a special vote at your voting station. The other exception is your home visit special vote. Now that is limited only to persons who, for reasons of ill health, disability, or pregnancy, are almost like they confined to their residence. They can't get to the station. In which case, we will come to your residence. But that, as I said, is limited to only those categories of persons. Home visits, we don't do for everybody. And those persons also have to apply by the 3rd of May to get a home visit. But it's important that we understand the difference between the two. Yeah. Everybody else, come and vote on special vote day. Just apply.
Is there a criteria that you would need to prove to say, I suffer from ill health, I do have a disability, I am in the final trimester of my pregnancy? Of course, we want people not to abuse the system, but is there a criteria that you would have to prove a certain level of incapacity to receive a home visit?
No, Lester, we don't actually ask that. But what will happen is if we arrive at your home and we find you sitting on the stoop with your okka pipe, you can be charged criminally because you literally lied. You lied on an official form and said, look, I am incapacitated, basically. Okay? So if you didn't tell us the truth, you may be prosecuted. And we are really asking people not to abuse because, Lester, remember, there's a lot of people who are homebound. And we have 2 days in which to visit everybody that is these special cases. Okay. Now, if people are going to give us incorrect information, it may mean that we don't get to the genuine case, if you know what I mean. Because we have limited resources, we have 2 days in which to visit homes. We have to work out routes. The police have to go with us. Agents have to go with us. And really, so if you abuse the home visit special vote, you may end up being criminally charged for making a false declaration.
Let's just focus on voting abroad. Applications for those opened on the 24th of April, for 24th of February. It closes on the 22nd of April. Voting abroad will also take, I think, 10 days before the 29th of May, which would be on the 19th. Or the 18th or 19th of May, where you then vote abroad if you happen to be and are registered to vote while being in another country?
Yes. Firstly, it's 17 and 18, Lester.
17 and 18.
At South African missions. So firstly, you have your first category of overseas voting. These are people that stay overseas, all right? They reside there, and we created a special overseas segment. So if you're staying in Britain, you'll be on the London segment. You don't have to apply anything. You just pitch up at the embassy and you vote because it's like coming to a voting station. If, however, you are registered in South Africa in a voting district here and you will be out of the country, you can apply, as you indicated, by the 22nd, and indicate to us which country you're going to be at, and you want to vote on the 17th and 18th. If you're going to be missing both dates or three dates, it's unfortunate you will miss the opportunity. So if you're going to be out of the country on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and you're also not going to be at your destination on the 17th and 18th, you will unfortunately miss the window that we have set up for overseas voting.
Michael, the Electoral Court ruling of last week saying that the Electoral Commission must provide voting facilities at embassies, missions, and honorary consulates. I don't know if you can speak for what the national logistics plan is. There was a listener who says that he would be in Frankfurt around the time special overseas voting is open. He doesn't know whether now we should stay in Frankfurt, where there is an honorary consulate, or travel to Berlin, where there is the South African embassy in Germany.
Mission. Look, at the moment, the issue of honorary consuls, the issue of SA missions, is something within the domain of DERCO, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, and we are in engagement with them because you must understand there's different sort of types, I think, when I'm speaking under correction here, Lester, but there's different types of honorary consuls. You have people who are literally not even South African citizens who are honorary consuls, and the only thing was to be a business contact or something like that. They don't even have offices or anything. So we are busy with Foreign Affairs, DERCO, to try and understand exactly what is the impact of this, because some of it may literally simply just be impractical, or it may even be that honorary consul says, sorry guys, I didn't sign up to be a voting officer. And remember, to be a voting officer, because we designate them, you must be a South African citizen who is registered. So there's some complications in giving effect to that, and obviously our national office is working with DERCO in response to that. But I foresee some practical problems in that regard, maybe, where we may not be able to go to every honorary consul, put it that way.
I know it's difficult to deal with specific circumstances, but let me give you an example here by Jean on the WhatsApp line. How do I organize a special vote if I'm going to be in Ireland, Letterkenny, from the 21st to the 29th of May? But firstly, voting abroad is only happening on the 17th and the 18th of May. Is that not correct, Michael?
That is correct. So if that voter is not in in Ireland on the 17th or the 18th and somewhere else, then she unfortunately will not be able to cast a ballot. Can I just say, Lester, your previous caller with regard to Germany, I would suggest that he applies, gives notification, because irrespective of whether it's Frankfurt or whatever, at least he would have put in a notification by the 22nd, all right? And then afterwards there may be clarity with regard to the consul, the status of the consul general in Frankfurt or anywhere else. I don't even know how many we have in Germany. But I think it's best just put in your notice. And remember, sorry, can I just say, even if you put in your notice and your travel plans change and you are in South Africa, you can still go vote at your voting station. We're not going to sort of say, aha, you already said you're going to be in Germany. No. If your travel plans change and you will be in South Africa, you can go and vote at your voting station.
Let me use this example. So I know that there is a consular office staffed by South Africans in Chicago in the United States, and I have people who have either had to travel to New York, where is a larger consular office where they have voted there, or in Washington, D.C., where the embassy is. Either if you're going to be in Chicago, New York, or Washington, D.C., still apply for the voting to be able to vote abroad, because who knows, there might just be voting station in the consular office in Chicago, for example.
That's correct. I must also distinguish, because if there's a consul general, that's the normal thing. That is already catered for. Okay, so I don't know if it's Chicago has a consul or a honorary consul. I know that in the United States there were three places: Los Angeles, New York, and Washington. I don't know what's the current status in terms of formal consulates. But if it's a consular honorary consul, that would be slightly different. But like I say, with the previous, rather just put in your application, and we're not going to hold it against you subsequently and say, oh, but you should have gone to New York as opposed to there. As soon as we know, we will obviously publish these addresses of the honorary consuls, etc. So, yeah, and we'll be able to see on the application the person saying where I am, so that we can actually make arrangements for ballot papers to be there at these missions.
Michael Hendrikser, he is the head of the IEC here in the Western Cape. Really appreciate your time. Where do you go to register to apply? Simply go to elections.org.za. You'll find a link there for a special vote. There is also, if you click on that tab, there is a SMS number that would 28 minutes.